Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Teeing it up and talking golf. That's what we do every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. And all you have to do is listen. Welcome. Hello, I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Gabby O'Connell, the Duke, Robert Dacozis in Master Control. Thanks for joining us today. We've got a good show for you. We're going to visit with two women who are making it happen and making an impact on the game of golf. Up first, Corrine Cordon, the owner and manager of Grandote Peaks Golf Course in La Vida, Colorado. That's about an hour and a half southwest of our headquarters here in Colorado Springs. It's about 2.5 hours southwest of Denver. Grandote opened back in the mid-1980s. Then it closed in 2014. In 2021, along came new owners, Corrine and her husband. They sunk a lot of money into the place. They reopened it last year, and we're going to check in with Corrine today to see how things are going at the renovated and renewed Grandote Peaks. Later in the hour, Stephanie Perez will be here. She is the director of the LPGA Foundation. That's a nonprofit that supports junior golf programs, scholarships, and financial aid ventures for girls and women golfers. That's straight ahead today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and you can listen anytime, anywhere, anyplace on the Sirius XM app. That's the SXM app. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. We are teeing it up and talking golf with Corrine Cordon next, right here on Tee to Green.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto-pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialists right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. It's TD Green, and we do it every Sunday right here live at the Sports Byline Radio Network. SportsByline.com is where you can listen, and you can find us as well. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. We've got Robert DeCosa in Master Control, and another big show for you today. My co-host, Debbie, professional speaker, author, life coach, president of Live Positive and Golf Positive, and refreshed and all suntanned and back from a trip, a summer vacation to the Jersey Shore. How you doing, Debbie?
I'm doing great. You know, when you grow up in New Jersey, going to the shore is an amazing vacation, and it was with my family, my mom and dad, my 2 sisters, my nieces, my nephews, my wife, my aunt. I mean, it was just amazing, all in the same house. At every meal, we played games, we laughed, we were outside in the pool. It was, it's just really special, Jay, to spend that quality time with family.
Yeah, so cool. Glad you got a chance to do that. I'm glad you made it back to the show, okay. We've got a friend of yours coming up later in the hour, Stephanie Pirath with the LPGA Foundation. Looking forward to that. And I was joking with you yesterday. Our next guest, Corrine Corden. So between Corrine and you, I probably am sandwiched in the middle of 2 of the busiest women in the world of golf. Corrine is the owner and operator of Grandoti Peaks Golf Course. She's the owner, operator, manager, chief cook, and bottle washer, and she joins us right now live from Grandoti Peaks in La Vida, Colorado. Hi, Corrine.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Good to talk to you. I saw you, when was that, Thursday for the first time in a while, and you haven't slowed down any, let me tell you that. You were going 100 miles an hour.
It's always like that when you're trying to run something like this.
Say hi to Debbie O'Connell.
Hey, Corrine. It's great to meet you. Oh, my gosh. Jay's been bragging about you and the vision you had with this golf course. I'm learning that Grandoti means the great one. What greatness did you see in this amazing property that didn't look like a golf course? Tell us the story about how you became the owner and how you made that big step to revamp this wonderful property.
It's an interesting story, I'll tell you that. So I'm a hard money lender, And the number one rule in lending is never lend on a golf course, okay? So I flew out here on December 1st, 2018. We had a loan request to make a loan on the property that somebody was buying from the previous owner. And it was covered in 6 inches of snow. I couldn't see the golf course at all. It's December. And I immediately fell in love with the property. Now, that's weird. I couldn't see any green grass at all. But it didn't just come with the golf course. It came with 66 lots, the most stunning views in the world, a river running through the golf course, and a bunch of buildings that needed renovation. So as a hard money lender, I'm always interested in helping people fulfill their dreams, and this guy had a dream of bringing it back. So we worked out the terms of the deal. I made the loan. He didn't pay me back, didn't pay anything actually ever, and not because he didn't have the money to do so. It's just because he was one of those guys that wasn't going to pay us back. And 2 years later, I foreclosed and became the majority owner after I bought out my investors and ended up moving here and then ended up living here. And I've been here now since May of 2022.
I think it was just meant to be, Corrine. That's all there is to it.
I think so. I needed to get out of the heat and out of Las Vegas, and I had not seen green grass, well, you know, real green, for 42 years, and I wanted to get out in the outdoors and get some exercise, and I'm skilled in renovation. I've done a lot of that in my career, so I wasn't daunted by it. Little did I know what it was going to take, how much it was going to cost, and how utterly busy I would be every single minute of the day since May of 2022.
Yeah. How much did it cost? What sort of bucks did you sink into renovating the golf course?
Well, when we did the loan, we got a report that it was going to take $4 million to bring the course back. And that plus the purchase price, right now we're over $7.5 million, and that includes full renovation of the grounds, all the greens, new greens, reseeding all the fairways, fixing all the sprinklers, working on the pump system, renovating the buildings. We're down to the studs. So the clubhouse was down to the studs. We expanded that twice, expanded the kitchen and the dining hall and the patio. We turned the real estate building into a pizzeria. So now we have right off the highway a pizzeria that serves beer, pizza, meatball subs, Reuben's, and that's where the golfers stop. That's right between hole 14 and 15. So they can stop there, use the bathrooms, et cetera. And then the clubhouse is over on hole number 10.
So, Corrine, when you envisioned this, what were the qualities that you wanted to have in owning this property? Like what, like your mission or your vision when you first got the golf course? When you couldn't even see green grass, right? And it was a totally overgrown piece of land that used to be a golf course, and you had to refurbish it. What did you see in it? What were your goals in terms of qualities of a great golf course?
That's a great question. So my first overriding goal, when the golf course shut down in 2013-14, it devastated the town. It's a small town, La Vida, the cutest town I've ever seen in my life. I say it's the perfect town because it has one of everything that you need. One grocery store, one hardware store, one hair salon, you name it, there's one of them. And the town had been devastated economically, so my first overriding goal was bring back the economic vitality that the golf course brought. The stories I would hear from everybody is that people used to line up to come to Grand Odie Peaks, and it brought a lot of money to the town. And so I wanted to take care of that. The second thing I wanted to do is to develop the lots. to, these are fully stubbed lots. Fiber optic, power, water, sewer. And then there's filing two, which has never been developed. That's another 160 acres with 13 commercial parcels, another 100-plus residential units, I'd say another 50 multifamily. So I wanted to develop that. The only thing is that I am not an expert in development, and we've gone as far as pretty much we can with the purchase across the street of the event center, or turning it into an event center, et cetera. But on development from raw land into something, I'm a little bit at my my expertise there. I need more knowledge in order to pull that off. But we've still got the 66 lots in filing one. We've got filing three. I bought additional water rights. I bought more lots. So we amassed quite a bit of real estate, took on the project across the street, and have finally gotten that finished, all with the goal to turn it into a destination golf course. And now in 2024, I can pretty much say we are right at the beginning of turning it into that. We've got people in the RV park across the street. The lodge is fully booked up for a couple of months. The event center is booking events, and our golf course volume has doubled from last year. I assume it'll double again. We have something amazing, the most beautiful views. We have wildlife. People cry when they come to this golf course. And available tee times. And there's not, you don't have to wait a long time to get out on the course. It's pretty much just go out there. And the weather, it's 80 degrees. It's phenomenal.
It's an amazing story. It's the story of the rebirth of one of Colorado's gems, hidden gems, as far as the golf course grandiosity peaks. Tom Weisskopf, Jay Moorish design course. It opened in the mid-1980s, about 1985, closed down in 2014, reopened late in 2022. They really got going last year. They opened 9 holes to start. They went full 18 by the end of summer, and now in its third year of renovation, we're talking to the owner, operator, manager, you name it, she does it. Corrine Cordon is our guest today here on Tee to Green. Corrine, stick around. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, want to get into a little more detail on the golf course itself and turning it into a destination property. Corrine Cordon, our guest. Later in the hour, Stephanie Pira at the LPGA Foundation will be here on Tee to Green.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. That's what we do here at Tee to Green, the golf show. Thanks for listening. Thank you for being the most important part of what we do, most important part of what we do. Jay Ritchie alongside Debbie O'Connell. Our guest is Corinne Corden with Grand Doty Peaks Golf Course in south central Colorado. They're in the mountains there, a little town of La Vida, which is about a little over an hour and a half's drive, easy drive to get there from Colorado Springs, about 2.5 hours from Denver, and the course is called Grand Doty Peaks Golf Course. And Debbie, I was teasing Corinne, calling her the chief cook and bottle washer. When I was down there on Thursday, I hadn't seen her all day. We finished the round. Jerry and I were diving into a couple of plates of wings in the clubhouse restaurant. She came flying in, and the first thing she did was headed behind the bar. She grabbed a tray, 6 empty glasses, filled them up with water and ice, and took them out to some folks who were waiting in the restaurant. So I'm not kidding when I say she does it all at Grand Doty Peaks.
If you are going to meet people, you have to know how to do all the jobs and jump in when it's necessary.
That yeah. Fun. The golf course itself, let me ask you, Corinne. I played it back in its heyday probably about 10 times. And then, of course, you shut down. And then last year, when you opened for 9, I got a chance to play the 9. It was pretty rough. I came back a couple of months later and played the full 18. It was better. And then this past week I was down there and played the full 18, and it was even better yet. So I think you're headed, it's not quite where it was 10 years ago or so before it shut down, but I think you're headed in the right direction. At least that's my opinion. What do you think, and where is the golf course as far as getting back to its glory days?
Well, that's funny, because when I told my husband I was going to be on the show, he said, make sure you tell them that this year everybody's telling us that it is better than it was when they were here previously. And my husband's in charge of the maintenance side, the greens, the tee boxes, etc., and that man works nonstop to make sure that he and the crew are perfecting the grounds as much as they can with the time that they have. So everybody to us says two things. They say, thank you for reopening our most favorite golf course in the world. And they, all of them say that. And, the second thing they say is, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's looking amazing. So compared to the fact that it was a hayfield 3 years ago, 4 years ago,
uh-huh.
And
yeah.
Now the greens are rolling smoother, and it's just looking gorgeous. We'll take it. It's going to get better every single year.
Well, Corrine, you know, when we think of that getting better, it's not that far from Colorado Springs. You have a place for people to stay. What else is there to do in the area? Or is it play golf morning and afternoon, enjoy great meals, and enjoy a little town and the views, maybe hiking? What else do people do if they wanted to do kind of a golf destination?
There are four fishing lakes right near us, within a mile of the golf course. And then, of course, in Lathrop Park, there's another fishing lake, boating. There's Kuchara. Everybody goes to Kuchara. They go to the dog bar. They go to go on the sightseeing on the Highway of Legends, which runs right by our property. It's stunning views. A lot of people come to see the dike walls that were created over thousands of years of erosion. Something unique. I don't think they have anything like this in the rest of the world. I haven't found it anyways. The stunning scenery, that's pretty much. But, you know, if you're a golfer, you're going to come here and play golf as much as you can and eat food, sit at the bar, and then you're going to go home.
You know, you can't, you just, I was telling Debbie this, you can't just wake up in the morning and decide you're going to go down. You can, but it's not very likely. Just wake up in Denver or in Colorado Springs or somewhere. Just wake up in the morning and decide you're going to go down to Grand Jody and play golf. It is truly a place that I think is a destination property. You've got the event center on site right there on the property. You got the event center, the pole barn for weddings, conferences, conventions, concerts, dances, parties. Then across the street, you got the Grand Jody Lodge. You got the RV park. So where do you take it now, Corrine? What's the next step there as far as to get people to come down and not only stay, but come back?
Well, it's taking a long time. You got to get the websites, the marketing, the pricing down. I think we've accomplished most of that. So next year, the focus is advertising, going on national platforms and advertising that we're open and we're ready. And yes, people can book us for having small events, up to 100 to 200 people. We have had the classic car show here. We have the GOP conference here, you know, local conferences, et cetera. The event center will start being advertised for weddings. It will include, every package will always include, of course, rounds of golf for the people who want, in the wedding party, who want to play golf. We have at the event center a restaurant license, so we can fully cater any type of meal that you would want. We're holding a lot of parties there and different things like that, local events. But next year we're going to start the push for turning it into the true destination that it can be.
Well, I think from what I hear from Jay about you, and I'm sure this goes through the entire staff because it starts from the top, customer service is one of your priorities to make people feel so welcome that they want to come back and they have an amazing experience. Is my intuition correct on that, Corrine?
You are correct, and it's not just customer service. It's quality customer service, giving the best quality that we can. And when you're in a small community, that's tough because you've got to bring people in from the outside world, bring them here to live. And, of course, every time anybody comes to La Vida, they fall in love with the town, and they don't want to leave. So that's easy. But finding the right people in the world to bring here to help us with the food preparation, the lodging side, golf pro. We did have a golf pro, but his life circumstances changed. So we need to amp that up for next year. Everybody was excited about having a golf pro here and taking lessons. We have kids camp already, golf kids camp. So adding a lot more activities like that and events. Next year we will plan all of our events in advance and advertise those so people have a chance to make plans around those events, and just keep growing it and growing it. And then, of course, home building. We get a lot of interest in the lots. We've now published the price list and the map for the lots. Every lot is a third to a half acre. We just had two multi-million dollar homes built at the top of the ridge this year. They've almost finished. One is almost moving in, and the other one is, I'd say, at 90% putting in the cabinets right now. So we'll be having more of those homes built. And a lot of people like to come here for the summer. The other thing I hear all the time is, I have a cabin in Kuchara. I've been coming here for 50 years. My family has owned a cabin forever here. There are so many places to stay up there in the mountains, and we're 15 minutes from from the Spanish Peaks, which go up 14,000 feet. There's trees and a very cute town called Kuchara. So people are excited to make their vacation trips here, and they keep coming back year after year after year, and now that there's a golf course, they come over and they play golf.
Well, there must be some snow in those mountain peaks, I imagine. So what are the months that you stay open?
We opened the golf course this year, April 1st, and we will stay open until November 1st, although it depends on how the weather goes. We plan on keeping it open when there's no snow, so we'll probably be open through December 31st, but then January, February, March, we do shut down so that we can, we shut down the golf course side, so that we can start getting everything ready, et cetera.
GrandDotyPeaks.com for more information. Corrine Cordon, our guest. Corrine, thanks for doing this, and we'll hopefully see you again soon.
It's PlayGrandDoty.com. So GrandDoty is spelled G-R-A-N-D-O-T-E. PlayGrandDoty.com.
PlayGrandDoty.com. Corrine Cordon. I'm Tita Green.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. It's TD Green, the golf show with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. We will get to our second guest momentarily, but first a quick message from our friends at Divot Magazine about Colorado's premier golf discount program, the 2024 Green Saver. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, check out the Green Saver. It's now available in either book or mobile format. You can save with half offs, two for ones, other discounted green fees, plus there are discounts on carts, equipment, club fittings, lessons, golf travel, and more. All of that for just $49. The more you play, the more you're going to save. For just $49, you can enjoy lots of great golf without breaking the bank. For more information, order one or two or three Green Savers. Go to greensavergolf.com, greensavergolf.com. Never pay full price to golf again. Grandility Peaks, Debbie, is in the Green Saver this year. They have a deal at $65 to play 18 holes with cart, and if you've got the Green Saver, you can get buy one, get one free, so you can split the cost, which I did this past week, $32.50 to play 18 holes with cart. The other two courses I played, I had the Green Saver in my pocket. One of them I paid just $15, and the other I paid $20. So for around $70, I had three 18-hole rounds of golf with cart on my little mini vacation.
That is incredible.
Yeah, you can't beat that anywhere. So greensavergolf.com. Our next guest ready to go. I'll let you introduce her.
Yeah, I am thrilled to introduce this inspiring young lady. She is the Director of Operations of the LPGA Foundation. Formerly, she was the LPGA USGA Girls Golf Site Director in Miami. Grew that site from 15 junior golfers to over 200. She's a National Junior Golf Leader Award winner and the Sandy LeBeau Spirit Award winner for Girls Golf. Stephanie Pierce, welcome to the show.
Hi, Stephanie.
Stephanie, I know she's at the magical world of Disney. She is a huge fan of Walt Disney World, and
she's
she was
Disney
heading
world?
There for the weekend.
Oh, wow. Are you there, Stephanie?
Well, we're not sure what's happening with Stephanie, but I know wherever she is having a great time and smiling all the way. Her goal every day is to bring positivity to her life, see the positivity in everyone and everything around her. Her energy is contagious, and she has overcome a lot in her life, and I'm excited for her to share how her life transitioned. You know, we all go through a challenging time in our lives, and hers derailed her dreams of playing as a professional golfer. She had a great college career with a goal of playing on the LPGA Tour, and then she found out she had an incurable brain condition, and she's had a number of brain operations since then, and turned to the teaching side of the LPGA and became an incredible leader and now the Director of Operations at the LPGA Foundation. Do we have Stephanie on?
Stephanie?
I guess
we should be back.
Oh, there you go.
I'm so sorry. We're dealing with the storm right now down here in Florida.
Oh, yeah, those storms come in Florida often, don't they? Especially early morning is different, or in the morning different, mostly in the afternoon. So, Stephanie, just touch on a moment how I just shared that you have an incurable brain condition that derailed your original dreams of being a professional golfer?
Yeah, so you want me to talk a little bit about it?
Yeah, the main thing I would love for you to share is your reaction when the doctor told you you had a brain tumor.
Yeah, it was a little bit crazy, caught off guard. I obviously came off a very successful collegiate golf career, and then I just fell sick one day the next, and ended up actually going to the appointment on my own because obviously you don't expect it to be anything too crazy. So I was just sat there on my own, and they gave me the results of my scans and told me that I had a brain tumor on my optic nerve on my left eye. And it was one of those moments where obviously the words that you don't want to hear, and then realizing that my family are 5,000 miles away, my partner at the time wasn't with me, and I ended up having to make a very quick decision in that moment of how do I respond to him. And it's crazy because my first reaction was obviously ask if I was going to survive, and he said that I would, but it would be a very different way of life, and I was okay with that. And it was as if the doctor was prying me to break down or expected some sort of crazy negative emotion. But then I realized that how many families have sat where I've sat and have to turn around to their families or go home to their kids or their husbands and end up giving some really bad news. And I knew that I was lucky enough that it would be a different way of life and my life was going to change. Obviously, it'd be a transition, but I was still going to survive. So for me, that was the best news that I could receive that day. So I didn't take it as something too crazy. I didn't have a breakdown, and I was very grateful that I would get to tell my parents, obviously, the news, but not have to tell them that it was going to be something that I'd have a certain time period left. So it was something that I took in a positive way and kind of really set me on a path of looking at things in a more positive way, because it was so much easier for that negative bias to step in. And it was crazy how the doctor reacted. It's kind of like he expected that crazy breakdown, and I just never gave it. I was very thankful for the news that I did receive. It could have been a lot worse, and just took it from there.
And that attitude of gratitude that you have, Stephanie, is absolutely contagious, and you have impacted thousands of junior golfers and many adults as well on your journey. And now as the Director of Operations of the LPGA Foundation, you get to create even more programs at the national level for girls golf, and then the LPGA Leadership Academy. Let's talk some about that, because I'm on my way to be the lead professional in our academy at the USGA headquarters in Far Hills, New Jersey, and you've done three of them already this year. Tell everybody about what we do at that LPGA Leadership Academy.
Yeah, the academy is, I think, something that Debbie had created, and it's one of the most incredible programs. It's the biggest thing that I'm a part of, and we do so many things throughout the year that's life-changing, but the academy really is. It's a two-day female empowerment academy for teenage girls, and golf is just the outlet that we use, but it's to teach these girls how to crush their limiting beliefs and really break into the pressures of social media and what they deal with as a young teenage girl. So it's really important for us to know that what tools can we give them for the next stage of their life, whether they're going through college careers, doing a college essays, going into an exam, standing in a golf tournament. And it's heartbreaking to know just what teenage girls go through today. But we established the incredible team of the LPGA professionals from all around the world. And we're able to help these girls get ready for the next stages of their life and come out really feeling empowered. And I always use the word selfish, and people look at me because obviously that negative bias, and I think being selfish is one of the strongest strengths that you can have in the world, to put yourself first. And for these young girls to not have to worry about the younger siblings or what their parents want and really step into something that is on their dream board and their wish list, and for these girls to take 2 days to put them first. And I think it's the most empowering thing in the world, and very honored to be a part of the team and now get to design them all over the country using Debbie's curriculum, and obviously having Debbie as one of the leads for this academy is just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, Stephanie, what stage of their, we're with Stephanie Perez, by the way, LPGA Foundation. Stephanie, at what stage of the careers are you getting these young girls into your leadership academy?
So from ages 13 to 18. So we want these girls at young teenagers, whether they're going through, really to help them get through the last few years at high school, which really prepare them for college at their strongest, best selves. And then the girls that are 15, 16, 17, it's really getting them ready to step into that college. So 13 to 18, they're free academies. We have incredible sponsors that support us, so we don't charge anything for these academies. Next year, we're aiming to have between 5 to 7 academies. So anyone can check it out at girlsgolf.org under LPGA Leadership Academies. And if they want to apply, any teenage girl out there who enjoys golf and wants to really find out how to get stronger for the future, that's what we do. And we build their confidence and crush those limiting beliefs. So we're aiming for 7 next year for our 10-year anniversary. 10 years ago, Debbie created this, and we'll be doing the 10-year anniversary next year.
That is, 10 years, it's amazing. I can't believe it. Stephanie, share one of the stories of one of the young ladies who had completely transformed. There's been so many, but many had given up on a dream or changed who they were to fit in, and this academy changed that. Share one of the stories with everybody, because it is quite inspiring.
Yeah, I mean, I'll jump straight in with a Zoila story. I mean, this is insane. We had a young girl in Miami who's... the last 3 years of high school, she actually missed over 100 days of school because her mom had a stroke. And as a single mom, this young girl became her mom's carer. So if her mom was having a bad morning, she couldn't put herself first and didn't miss school for anything that was out of her control. She just had to be there for her mom's carer. Obviously, financially, it wasn't in the cards for her to leave Miami. And as a young girl, she took on the responsibility knowing that she was going to have to look after her mom for probably the rest of her life. We got her into a leadership academy. It was the first time that she's left the state. It was the first time that she went on an airplane. We fully funded her trip. She went through the leadership academy and learned so much about herself. And it was probably the one time in a good few years where someone had asked her how she feels and what she wants to do. And she ended up flourishing from that, really connecting and resonating with the sponsors at the time. And she won the leadership academy college scholarship, which allowed her to leave Florida, go to play D2 collegiate golf, which was never on the cards for her. So she ended up getting financially covered to go play D2 collegiate golf. She flourished and did that. We got some care for her mom. From that, up in West Virginia, she ended up staying and completing her master's. She came back as a Leadership Academy alumni scholarship recipient and was the intern for a year. Now she's coming back as a fully-fledged LPGA professional as a full-term instructor. And she also just got given the head golf coach position for her collegiate golf team. So a girl that wasn't supposed to leave Miami or even graduate high school ended up getting a college scholarship, playing D2 golf, making the connections and really reaching into her own empowerment and what she deserved and what she needed to do for herself. And that for us is just full circle, from a participant to a scholarship recipient to coming back as an intern to coming back as an alumni and then coming back as an instructor and now a lead golf coach to inspire girls to do the same thing. It's just truly life-changing what we do in this program.
Yeah, Stephanie, that's amazing. Great story. Thanks for sharing that with us. If someone is listening and wants to get involved or wants to go to the academy, what do they have to do? We got about a minute and a half left here.
Yeah, just girlsgolf.org. So under our events page on girlsgolf.org will be leadership academies. You can apply through there. It's a small essay contest. You can also email. I'm StephaniePee@lpga.com. And you guys can reach out to the LPGA Foundation at any point in the year. We will open our applications in January for next year's academies. We have 5 to 7 all throughout the summer. So, yeah, if you want to get involved, 13 to 18, please register on girlsgolf.org and apply for the academy.
And Annika Sorenstam is our spokesperson. And the big thing that got Annika was she was really shy and had no confidence, and she saw the power of this program in transforming these teenage girls, and she said, I'm in, I'll put my face on it, I'll put my voice on it, I'll talk about it. Stephanie Paris, what you are doing as the Director of Operations of the LPGA Foundation is phenomenal, not just for the Leadership Academy, also Girls Golf and everything else you do there. Thank you for your leadership and enthusiasm and positivity.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. You guys have been awesome. I'm excited to hear.
Yeah, you have fun there. Say hi to Mickey and Minnie. They're at Disney World, too.
Yeah, taking a day off today, so very, very excited to be up here. But thank you guys for your time, and Debbie, have a great week this week.
Thank you, Stephanie.
All right, sounds like they're having some fun at Disney World today. I could hear all the background. That was great.
Always a good time in the magical world.
Stephanie Barrett, the... Director of Operations for the LPGA Foundation on the LPGA Leadership Academy here on TD Green.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
It's the fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. My goodness, another hour just flying by on the big show today here on Tee to Green. Lots of golf this weekend. Olympic golf. They're going for the gold over in France. The men are. The women, I think their tournament starts tomorrow or this week anyway. How's this for a leaderboard? Debbie John Rahm, Xander Schauffele, Tommy Fleetwood, Hideki Matsuyama, Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, all coming down the stretch going for the gold in France at the Olympics today.
Well, they're playing now, and one person is having an incredible round, but it's a one-shot lead, so tune in now. I don't want to tell you in case I don't want to be a spoiler for everybody, but it is so exciting right now at the Olympics.
Good stuff, and what a leaderboard. I don't think any of the majors, they had good leaderboards this year, but I don't think any of the majors had leaderboards like we're seeing in France, the Olympic Games. Something near and dear to our hearts, because we had Lita Lindley on the show just a few weeks ago, the senior U.S. Women's Open at Fox Chapel in Pittsburgh. Japan's Kaori Yamamoto is at 7 under par, but trying to chase her down, it tied for second place, Lita Lindley, Julie Inkster, and Annika Sorenstam. They're all at -2, 5 shots back. They got a little work to do.
They do have some work to do, but don't count any of them out, and you never know in a round of golf. As all of you golfers know, it will be an exciting finish at the USGA
senior women's open today as well.
Final round live on Peacock and then rebroadcast tonight on the Golf Channel. As I said, what a show today. Our thanks, big thanks to Corrine Corden from Grandoti Peaks Golf Course. PlayGrandoti.com for more info there. And Stephanie Pirith from the LPGA Foundation. Two great guests, Debbie, and what a show.
Incredible show. You're surrounded by powerful women here, Jay.
I love it. I love it. No problem at all there. Let's do it again next week.
I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks again to Corrine Corden and to Stephanie Pirith. And thank you for joining us. I'm Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.